With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Iranian president, the foreign minister, and others have been found dead at the site of a helicopter crash in a foggy, mountainous region of northwest Iran. State media announced the deaths after the debris was found Monday after hours of searching. The crash comes as the Middle East remains unsettled by the Israel-Hamas war, during which Iran launched a drone and missile attack on Israel last month. President Biden and President Trump agree to take part in two debates.
In online videos and social media messages, Trump had challenged the president to a debate.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, let's go, Joe. Let's debate.
And in a video released Wednesday, Mr. Biden accepted.
Make my day, pal. I'll even do it twice. So let's pick the dates, Donald.
In their back-and-forth virtual messages, both candidates and campaigns posted snarky comments before agreeing to a pair of televised debates in June and September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says President Biden's dealings with Israel has dealt a blow to U.S. credibility in the region.
We want the Egyptians to take Gaza refugees. They won't. We want the Gulf states to work with us in setting up a Palestinian state in Gaza, and they're laughing at us.
None of the countries around Israel want the Palestinians. Senator Talent was interviewed this week by Salem Radio Network. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he backs President Trump's proposal to carry out mass deportations. In an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, Rubio said something dramatic needs to be done to remove millions who have entered the country illegally. He says upwards of 25 to 30 million people are in the U.S. illegally, calling it an invasion of our country. Trump's vowed to deliver the largest mass deportation effort in American history if he's reelected. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's backed down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up their current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. A national landmark is dismantled as part of a restoration project. George Williams has more.
A decades-old landslide has continued to sweep away the Wayfarer's Glass Chapel in California, designed by Lloyd Wright, a son of the famed architect. The edifice is known for vistas of soaring redwoods in the Pacific Ocean. It opened to the public in 1951 and became a National Historic Landmark last December, but the earth is moving at the rate of 2 feet per month underneath it. The dismantling project continued this past week to preserve irreplaceable parts of the structure. Reconstruction is expected to take 4 years at the cost of at least $20 million, not including the price of new land. George Williams reporting.
Six people have been killed, 10 others injured in Idaho after a pickup crashes into a passenger van. State police say the truck crossed the center line. More details at SRNNews.com.